You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Do you like it cloudy, or do you miss the sunshine when the clouds come in? I love clouds. When the sun breaks through, they can be so nice to look at. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. With the clouds, we often get drizzle, and that happened earlier this week. But what is drizzle, actually? Why do we get it instead of big raindrops? And what makes it move? Cliff will give us some Weather 101 on this special kind of precipitation in just a bit. First, let's hear the Memorial Day forecast. Any drizzle in it, Cliff?
No, I don't think so. In fact, it's a very, very nice forecast for this weekend. Now, today and most of the weekend will be very typical for late May. Plenty of clouds in the morning and then breaking out during the afternoon. Temperatures today will probably get up into the upper 60s to around 70. So quite a nice day. No drizzle, no rain, no nothing. Saturday is going to be the cloudiest day of the weekend. We're going to have an onshore push of marine air. The Pacific stratus will inundate western Washington. So it'll be cloudy Saturday morning. I think there'll be breaks during the afternoon, so I expect sun by mid to late afternoon. Again, it's getting boring. Temperatures around 70, something like that. Sunday will be better. High pressure starts building in. Maybe a little clouds in the morning, not much. Mostly sunny, 70, 71, 72. And it looks like Monday is the best day. So I don't think there'll be a lot of clouds on Monday. Temperatures getting up to around 70, even lower 70s. So very, very nice Memorial Day. At this point, the models are suggesting an upper level trough coming in on Wednesday. So expect more clouds and temperatures dropping back into the 60s. But all in all, an extremely dry period and one with temperatures near normal.
We're going to talk about drizzle in a bit, but you're blogging about a record for the driest May that Seattle may tie right now?
That's right. You know, it's been very dry this May here in Western Washington. And in fact, SeaTac Airport is now at 0.12 inches for the month of May, and that is the record. If we stay at that, then we will tie the all-time record driest May. And looking at the computer models right now, it does not look like we'll have any rain through the end of the month. So I think we have a really good chance of tying the all-time dry May record. I should note that while we're dry here, it's been a little bit wetter than normal in eastern Washington, much wetter than normal as we go down into southern part of Oregon, northern California, and Nevada. There's been lots of thunderstorms on the other side of the mountains and to the south of us. And so, you know, while we are an extremely dry place for the last month, they've been getting a lot of rain. In fact, it's unusual amounts of rain for this time of the year.
Real quick, why is that?
Well, it has to do with the upper level flow pattern. We've had this ridge of high pressure over us, but they've gotten these persistent troughs of low pressure that have come in along the California coast that has brought up warm, moist, unstable air into Northern California, Nevada, Idaho, you know, all that area there. And they've been getting thunderstorms day after day. So there's lots of lightning, lots of heavy showers there. And they should be much drier than us this time of the year, but that's not happening.
And what about drizzle? We had a little bit of it earlier this week, and it's really a fun topic to think about.
That's right. You know, Northwesterners should be drizzle experts because we get plenty of it. But what causes the difference between drizzle and normal rain? Well, drizzle is very light rain that's associated with precipitation particles that are really quite small. And we're talking about on the order of half of a millimeter in diameter. Now, drizzle is produced by low clouds, generally stratus and stratocumulus, not deep clouds, but low ones. And so the clouds don't have enough depth to produce large precipitation particles. So we have these very small droplets that come out of these very low clouds. And the thing is, the drizzle falls very slowly. I don't know if you've ever noticed that on a drizzly day, how gently the droplets fall down. That's because the velocity, we call it the terminal velocity of a little precipitation particle, depends on its weight or diameter. So little precipitation droplets fall very, very gently. That's in contrast to the bigger drops that we normally have. Now, why do we get bigger drops in time? Well, that's due to a different precipitation mechanism. Drizzle comes from very shallow clouds, while deeper clouds, which have ice in them, are able to produce much bigger raindrops. And those fall much faster because they're much bigger. So drizzle is due to warm clouds, while the heavier rain, the normal rain, is due to much deeper clouds that have ice and liquid water in them.
Now, when you talk about breaking a rain record or a dry record, is drizzle rain? Does it register?
That's an excellent question. When we talk about rain, we're talking about measurable rain. And drizzle, unless it's very heavy, often doesn't even measure. We could get maybe a trace or something very small, and that doesn't add up. So you can get a lot of very light drizzle, and that doesn't really add much to the precipitation totals. So we could get potentially a little bit of drizzle next week and still make the record.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Enjoy the weather this weekend.
You too.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.